First scripture reading is from the Hebrew Scriptures, book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 29, verses 10 to 13. You can find it in the front of your pew Bible. Then David blessed the Lord in the presence of all the assembly. David said, "Blessed are you, O Lord, the God of our ancestor Israel, forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, are the greatness, the power, the glory, the victory, and the majesty. For all that is in the heavens and on the earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head above all. Riches and honor come from you, and you rule over all. In your hand are power and might, and it is in your hand to make great and to give strength to all. And now, our God, we give thanks to you and praise your glorious name." Second reading, way in the back, in the New Testament book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 2, verses 9 to 12. "You remember our labor and toil, brothers and sisters. We worked night and day so that we might not burden any of you while we proclaimed to you the gospel of God. You are witnesses, and God also, how pure, upright, and blameless our conduct was towards you believers. As you know, we dealt with each one of you like a father with his children, urging and encouraging you and pleading that you lead a life worthy of God, who calls you into his own kingdom and glory."
Our gospel reading continues with the Lord's Prayer from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6. Today, the 10th verse. "Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven." Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Thanks be to God.